Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Arms out to your mum's
house.
I'm just disappointed now. Just kidding. What, you cold, brother?
Yeah, I'm gonna shut that door, yeah. I've got the patio door open because I smoked a little bit of ganja moss.
Episode 66 in your ass. It's your boy Amber and my man Themos.
That's what it feels like when you fuck a stranger in the ass.
Arms house to your mom's house. We got lots coming up. We got critique. We got music. I even got a word association game. Maybe if we squeeze it in. But you've been well.
Fantastico, fantastico, fantastico. Yeah, just been spitting some bars, bruv.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ with the rice and the peas. Jesus Christ with the rice and the peas. Jesus Christ.
What's the link there between Jesus Christ and the rice and the peas?
No, I don't know. You know when you're correlation?
You
know when you're just busting lyrics or listening to instrumentals and stuff. And I fucked up a verse. I was trying to think of something to spit, and I fucked it up. And then, so I went back. But it's just, it basically is one of those things I do when I'm like waiting for the beat to drop, or before I start, just like something to warm me up. Jesus Christ, with the bass and the beat, like waiting for the beat to get to the right point.
Yeah.
And it's then silly shit like that.
It's like actors when they're warming up their voice before they go on stage or whatever. No, they say, like Talal does it all the time. He goes, it's like a riddle, like kind of thing, just to kind of loosen the lips and left of the gums and the wum la lum, whatever. Anyway, I'm going to send you something now. Have you got your phone in front of you?
Yeah, I want to just got to come off the live cam birds to do that. Yeah, send exactly. Send it over, bruv.
There you see go, this? Son. This happened.
You're giving us a ping.
I was thinking about this.
That M, Asma's M.
Yeah.
You know how much I feel about this letter.
The M is still...
Fucking hell,
his A's man. And the S has got a lot better, man. Yeah, but the M is still a little bit lacking. But anyway, I don't want to dwell on that because look where it is, man.
It's a reach. It's a blood clot reach.
They went off on one, man. All four of them, man. I'm sure there might have been...
Suzes there, man. That's nice.
In it, man. Really cool. I like to see that. I think the station's closed. Yeah,
the boys
have
done well there. All four of the boys there have done well.
Yeah,
all four of them done well.
And Arwell, he's out and about. Arwell, always see him.
Joey, do you know who's out and about?
Who?
Touch.
Yeah, I heard as well. I heard through the grapevine.
Come out of Jailington. Yes.
I haven't seen any action
Touch,
from this.
Touch, bro. If I see him on the road, I'm going to go fucking mental.
We got to get him on the pod, man. That would be hilarious.
Imagine getting him on the pod.
I think it's possible, man. Anything in this world is possible, man.
It's not possible.
It's possible. I'm telling you, it's possible.
Oh my days. Yo, Touch, what you got to do, yeah? You just got to get a laptop, yeah? Wi-Fi. Have your own headphones, yeah? Set it all up, bruv. Yeah, no, bruv. You just download it. It's this program called, what's it called? Zencaster. Mate, no chance, bruv.
Yeah,
no,
I guess.
No chance.
But we'll go and nab him. But anyway, no, talking about, guests, exciting guests, man. Mark Bodie last week, man. Incredible response.
To the E.
Yeah,
B-O-D to the E.
Thanks to everyone, showing love for that episode. I made a little clip of that Origins thing. I'm surprised it's never been done before, man. Like, he's told that story. I've heard him say about how the origins of the Cheech Wizard was from Fantasia, and even the lizards were from that same film. But I never see... And then when I compiled it together in that little clip, it got, like, thousands of likes and fucking views. Mate, and even Mark messaged me and said, yo, I've never seen someone... put all that together like that in one place. And so he like bigged me up, man. So
yeah, it was, can we just congratulate you on that, your editing prowess started from the bottom. Now we're here.
I mean, it's still not perfect. It's still a little bit janky, but
thank you. Fuck janky. It's got to be a bit janky. don't want to get it too polished. That was fucking banging. And for him, I noticed he said that as well. Nice to see the whole thing put together.
Yeah, man.
Because he'd never seen the Mickey story into the... you were the guy who did the Mickey into the hat, into the wizard.
Yeah.
Crazy. You were the first guy to promote, to show how it happened. That's how it happened.
Yeah.
You see the little kink in the top of the hat on the wizard when he said, and there was a little kink on it when Mickey takes it. Mate.
It's nuts, isn't it?
Bang, yeah. Bang. Almshouse brought you that.
Exactly. That's what I love to hear and to see, man. So, yeah, props to Mark, man.
There's a couple of people saying, oh, it sounds much better, Almshouse from your mom's house.
From.
Yeah. No, but it does. It sounds much better like that. Like a load of American heads. And I was going to get involved in some of the comments. She said, no, you look fucking here, bruv. It's fucking Almshouse to your mum. Yankee fucking mess.
I beg you, say it.
Those sort of arguments.
Oh, yeah.
It's Almshouse to your mum's house, you fucking Yankee twat.
Yankee doodle dandy. Actually, you know what? Funnily enough, I was on Facebook. I never use Facebook anymore, but I was on Facebook and I just searched for Almshouse to your mum's house. I thought maybe someone might have shared something. And then there was one guy who'd posted our thing and said, yo, you should check out this podcast. And then I saw some of the comments. One guy was like, yeah, I've checked it. It's good. Them lot of jokes. And then one person left a comment saying, like, he was complimenting us, but dissing us as well, I think, yeah. Because he said, I really rate it.
This?
I think it's dope, but I don't think they could do mainstream. I don't think it would appeal to
who
the
said
mainstream.
That on what? On
it
where?
Was some random comment on some Facebook post somewhere that someone
on
had
Face
said.
Biblical, okay.
Yeah. And I was thinking about it, I was like, yeah, I guess maybe, but then
what on our shit?
Yeah, saying that we wouldn't be able to cross over. As it were.
What, from that clip that you posted?
No, it wasn't from that. He posted a... It was nothing to do with Bodhi, no. This was... he just shared one of the episodes. I can't remember which episode. Maybe the Yan one or the Mean one. And he was just saying, yeah, big up this pod. And like, they were bigging us up. It was all positive. But there was just one guy that kind of irked me. He was like, yeah, they'll never cross over.
What, in
but
the
he
comments was big... underneath, yeah. Underneath the post?
Yeah, the guy,
don't... Big up this. The post was big up this podcast. Where, and then there was some comments on there. And one of the comments, yeah, but I don't think they'll make it into the mainstream.
Yeah, they were saying, I can't remember the wording, but it was something like they won't have the appeal to the main, where they won't appeal to a mainstream audience or some shit like that. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I guess. But
about
then,
Almshouse though,
yeah,
about the pod,
about the pod.
Really? Yeah. What do you mean? Make it over to the make it over to the mainstream, bro.
Exactly. Oh, or appeal to a mainstream audience or some shit like that. But you know,
no, the mainstream, no, the Times and everyone just won't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way they're gonna like it. Far too out of the box for me. Far too out of the box.
Isn't it, man? Yo, let's get into a tune, man. Can I play first?
Let's start talking about how we're going to get mainstream, bruv.
Yeah, well, yo, I'm going to wear a shirt and a tie. Yeah. Maybe that'll help, man. I don't know.
Exactly.
But what was I going to say? Fucking, let me play this tune. What would you think, theme, if I told you Liam Gallagher did a tune with DJ Premier?
I'm not sure I would believe that.
Well, it happened about a year ago on Liam Gallagher's solo album. He did a tune called...
Wait, Liam Gallagher or Noel? Liam Gallagher's the bigger twat.
The twat, yeah. The guy, yeah. The singer, the front man.
Not the musician. Yeah, Noel's the musician.
Noel's the bad man, yeah, who's basically the brains behind it. But Liam's got the voice and the attitude of Oasis.
Step outside, it's summertime and blue.
Exactly. So this is him and DJ Premier. Check it out. It's called Diamond in the Dark.
Diamond. Tell me he spits bars.
He spits like diamond. A motherfucker. Nah. Diamond. When you see me, you know how to react.
Keep you warm at night. I'm on another plane. I spend too much time on the dark side of your door. I spent the night awake, had all that I could take. I might not see those baby blue eyes anymore. Come on, I'm shining like a diamond in the dark.
Come on, come on.
I'm falling like a lion in the eye. I'm walking round in circles through the park. I know tough talk will erase you. Now I know how many holes it takes to. And I really don't know why to shake these memories.
When you see me, you know how to react.
There's a fire in the sky.
Oh, mate, the way he said fire just then. Nah.
It's a fire.
It's a fire.
But it's typical Liam Gallagher, just, you know, when saying the letter I.
Yeah, straight up. I mean, you know, it's a beat, you know what I mean? It's a very simple beat, man. You can tell it's DJ Premier, but it's kind of like, I don't know, like there's no samples in it. It's very simple.
I'd say it's big enough, Diamond D. It made me think of Diamond D. Well, yeah. With the diamonds in there.
That's Diamond's voice. That's Diamond D's voice. Diamond, when he's scratching that bit up, and obviously the song's called Diamond in the Dark. But I just was surprised to see that, and that happened a year ago, and I never heard about it. So I just thought, hey, let me get Themo's reaction to it.
People don't understand how fucking big Oasis were. Like, it was ridiculous.
In it, man. Insane.
It was fucking insane how big that group was.
But when that was all happening, what do they call it? The beef between them and Blur and all that bullshit. What was it fucking like? The Britpop? Britpop Wars or whatever. And they were fighting.
Yeah.
I was super in my like hardcore hip hop days then. This was in the 90s. I was like, yeah, you knew fuck that.
Bond both of those pussy holes, man. That's what we were like. That's what we were like. No one gives a fuck.
But looking back, I have to admit, I fall probably more like when it comes to their music. I mean, don't get me wrong, Oasis got some bangers. They got some bangers.
Yeah, but I used to go back and secretly listen to their tunes like in my bedroom. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen to Part Life and stuff like that.
Yeah, with Blur. I prefer Blur's music, I think, man. And I guess Damon Albarn, his path, his musical journey. Like, I think more to my taste, as it were.
Labrador Grove Ting, big up. Damon Albarn. What's his name?
Damien Albarn. You know that Alpin. Cereal, Alpin.
It's not Alpin.
Although what pissed me off, I'm Damon sure everyone's Albarn, seen it. Man. Yeah, Albarn. Yeah. Albarn. And everyone must have seen that clip of the Gorillaz song, how they made the Gorillaz. And it was basically this old sampler. And if you press the demo, you know how all those old 80s like keyboards and stuff, there'd be a demo button and it'll just play a song. Like, what is possible to do on
and
this
then
machine?
You'd be like, you'd tell your mates, like, look how good at piano I am, I've got it a week. And everyone would do that black. Press it and then do that. I can imagine you doing that good.
Of course. But Albarn did it in real life, man. He fucking sampled literally the demo of this thing, and it became that song Clint Eastwood by the Gorillaz, one of their biggest hits. And
it was That's it. That's the preset. It's the Rock One preset. But it gets even more.
Wholesale.
That's it.
Wholesale.
That's the whole song.
Finally.
I'm out of my cage. German.
That's fucking awesome.
And it was literally the demo button. He just put just rearranged it. It's crazy. I don't know. I think it's a bit stupid that now I realized it. But it's a big tune anyway. So.
But big up him and big up Ben Asher, Two Inch Punch, who sometimes works with Damien Albarn.
Damon Albarn.
How do you say his name?
Damon. It's Damon Albarn.
Damon.
I think. Yeah. Not Damien.
Damon Albarn. Yeah. It's not Damien.
Damien.
We're just saying how big he was. Don't even know his name. But big up Ben Ash. Two Inch Punch, the producer.
Yeah.
Big Boy Ting. You know, Ben Ash made fucking, what's that massive number one tune?
What, with Gorillaz?
No, with Rory. Damon. What's Rory's fucking stage name?
Who's Rory?
Huge, big guy, beard, singer.
Oh, with all the tattoos?
Yeah, Rag and Bone.
Rag and Bone, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, what was he had a number one tune for ages called Going Home or something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember, but yes, I do remember
Menash made that blood clot tune, bro.
Okay.
That tune. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Menash bought 50 yards off that tune.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? That was a big tune.
And it came out in High Focus. He worked, right?
They work in the same record, the same studios as in Ladbroke Grove.
Oh, deep.
They used to. They've done it many a time. They've made, you know, bits and bobs together and shit.
That's crazy.
And then I started thinking about Mr. Two Inch Punch, the sensational Birdman.
Mm.
And I remember going to Lincoln, in I can't remember if it was like Norway or Denmark, something like that.
Oh, shit.
And we had a brethren there. I can't remember his name either. And we were going there, me, Matt, and B. And we went there. No, they went there, and I was coming late.
You were there to perform? Or you were there?
No. We're just there to, have a good time.
Okay.
I don't know if Ben was doing the music. So maybe. I can't remember. I think it was pretty much just to go and have a good time.
Mm.
And they all went. And I'm trying to get there, having an argument with my dad in the car, trying to get to him giving me a lift to the airport. Yeah. Get to the airport. I'm getting on my own plane to go meet them. They're already there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were doing some music team. They were already there. And went to go and link them, got out my dad's car, and as I got out, my wallet and my I can't remember if my mobile, but definitely my wallet. Because then I'm trying to think of how this the truth in this story when I was thinking about telling it before. It's like, did I lose my mobile? Because if I didn't, if I lost my mobile, then how the fuck did I do it? But anyway, he ducked off. No, I think I rang him from a mobile phone, from a payphone, in the airport. Bailed him and said, yo, I've left my wallet in the car. And he's like, nah, not coming back. I'm already on the motorway. I'm already going back to London, I'm like, fuck. And I know he's not going to change his mind.
Oh, my God.
So there and then I had to make that decision whether to... go to another fucking car. I've never been here. It's not like going to France or Spain or something. I've never been to this place. I don't know what language they speak.
And it's expensive out there. Yeah, it's crazy.
And if I get there, what am I going to do? How am I going to link them?
In it.
And I'm thinking, what kind of airport is it going to be? Is it going to be like bare trains and bare buses leaving from the airport? Anyway, we land in this airport. I take the risk. I think, fuck it, I'm going to do it.
So how are you going to get money? You got no cards? You got no...
Nothing. Got no ID, got nothing. I had my passport.
Fuck it, though.
And they're staying in a fucking hotel.
I'm sorry, but your dad's a dick, man. Why didn't he come back, man? What
I'm already on the motorway. I'm already going back.
What a dickhead.
I'm
sorry.
We're going back. I'll have to wait till I get to the next turn off and turn around and really come back. Maybe, I don't know if that would have been, I can't remember. I wasn't in a
rush. I missed your flight anyway. But anyway,
But I had nothing. And if, like I said, if I was going to France or Spain, I'd be like, I'm going to blag this. Easy. Yeah. It's going to be like London, going to London, getting home, or getting to Gatwick and getting home with no, just bunk the fare. Just go straight there. But landed in the airport, and it was exactly what I didn't want. Some airport, come outside the airport, and it was just rammed with snow. Like, just snow everywhere. And I'm like looking for like coach depots and shit. And I was like, fuck me, this is not that kind of
thing. Yeah, when it snows out there, they don't fuck around with the snow.
Bruv, it was snowaged up.
Damn.
And I thought, I'm gonna blag it. And I went to this where there was coaches, spoke to the bird there in English, said, when's the next coach out of here?
Mm.
And it was when it was. And she said, you have to buy a ticket now. And I was like, no, it's cool. Because I was so like confident in my blag to be able to bowl onto a coach and just get on. And I think someone behind me started helping me or some shit like that. But I ended up just going outside and waiting for this coach. The coach comes, get on the coach, fucking driving through villages in this country. I don't know which one, I'm going, what the fuck. And sakes, pulling up to like some, and I'm just starting to think if my own natural accord, so let's start, I should get off soon because this is now getting into like, we're now in the middle of a city. I can tell it's a city. You mean there's like trams and shit and graph. I'm like, right, I'm getting out of here.
Mm.
I'm gonna get out of here. And I swear to God, yeah, I just started to burn like this.
Nah.
No bullshit. And they were in like a hotel across the road from where I got off. Yeah, they were across the road that I was on the corner. Across the road, there was like a youth hostel. They were there.
Jeez. So they sorted you out and you looked good.
Sweet.
You got one
just went for it. Completely, like, I was just feeling to get off from my own kind of. If they're going to be anywhere, it's going to be here. This is like a.
But that, yeah, that instinct is, yeah, this, you know, but, something to be said about that instinct.
But to get off at the exact right spot,
mm.
I can't remember what city it was. Crazy. Man, I wish I could remember that shit.
That's silly. And when did this happen then? What, 2012? What? How long ago?
I don't know. Probably some mid.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, late. Yeah, mid 2012 what? Or some shit like that.
Yeah. Okay. Cool, man. Shit. All right. Let's go into your tune then, now, man. Let's go for it.
Oh, don't. We're going to start crying.
I was going to say, you got a mad emotional just even sending this to me to go, yo, play this, man. The remix, though. Yeah, the remix.
And you're like, so emotional.
This is Cornega. So emotional. The Saga remix.
The Queensbridge MC. Jesus Christ. I'm getting emotional already, mate. I'm getting emotional. I'm getting emotional.
Pianos.
But it's the way it's good. It's a good verse. I much prefer it to the original one.
Right.
The saga begins. I'm a reflection of the drama within. The ghetto I live in. Niggas' moms on crack. Pops just disappeared. First time you get locked up, who really cares? I see a little snotty-nosed kid with his sneakers on backwards. Sleep on a mattress when I go to make a sale. At times I wonder, are we going straight to hell? Or does God realize we trying to make it as well? My sleep is interrupted by food on the stove. Not gunshots, we immune to those. Some of my friends' first bids is 2 to 4s. Others on the run with huge rewards. Mothers watch sons walk through the doors for the last time till they go view it the more. Life is deep, we all just trying to eat. Raps a mental narcotic, I supply the street. Look in my life, you see white coke and black roses. And tears shed for past soldiers. We all walk in the path chosen. From the cradle to the casket's lowered. I still look got the life. Black ski mask to throw on. But I could get richer off the tracks I flow on. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't hustling no more. Life ain't fair. Shorty pregnant with nowhere to live. Sleeping in the crack house. Cause she ain't got no relatives or friends. Wanna drink, ruin beef about who's selling it. Now she getting hungry, she can smell a marijuana. Paint a picture vividly as if a cosmic spirit entered me. Staring at the heavens, secluded in a tinted Jeep of sicker hair and
eulogy. You have to pull it back.
Pull it back. It's
far too late for a pullback. But you have to pull it. But the first verse.
I mean, we can pull it back, man.
In the original as well, but the first verse, those fucking sick.
It's very heartfelt. Very heartfelt sick. And emotional. Talking about...
But like, just done, you know, it's like he's not that profound. He can't go that deep into it. So it's like really on a raw kind of street level, but he's still trying to be a bit deep. It's he's fucking killed that. Like, killed it.
Yeah, Cornega, just as an MC in general, like that's kind of his lane, isn't it, man? Like he's pure thugged out. He's a G, you know what I mean? Don't take no shit, but he's him and what's his name? The other guy, we played his stuff on the pod. I think Rez One spoke about him. Like those dudes, like they're street motherfuckers, but they talk about real shit, you know what I mean?
Oh, mate, that Cornega fucking that verse, man.
It's dope. Yeah, man. I think Cornega was in London not too long ago, man. He comes really? Every now and again. Yeah, he comes every now and again. Does fuck a little show sake, somewhere. Man. We've got to go to
I the hate knowing time. That shit after it's happened.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Who's coming up soon? Ultramagnetic MCs are coming up in London on the 8th of March, if I'm not mistaken. I'm looking to go to that, man.
If you wanted to join the Mexican cartel, yeah, and they said, you can get in, Maddie, we'll have you in.
Yeah.
But to wait, get in,
first, I have to do the gang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Learn the gang signs and then.
To get in, you have to shoot Theme in the face.
Yeah.
But you have to do it. You have to go to his house, knock on the door, we'll be watching, and Theme answers the door, and you have to shoot him in the face.
In the face, so you can't have an open casket funeral, you know what I mean? It has to be in the face, yeah?
Yeah, no face, no case.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing, man. That's what they're doing now in Mexico. People joining the cartel in Mexico.
Mm.
And you have to go and shoot your best mate in the face.
I mean, you know, it's a small price to pay, man. You know what I mean? If you want to join the gang, if you want to live that gang.
Your best mate might have got you in the cartel as well. You know what I mean? He might be in it and he might have got you in it. He might have brought you in it and you have to go shoot him in the face.
It's crazy, isn't it, man?
And they're watching. And then they trust you a little bit.
It's a sorry state of affairs, man. It's a mad world we live in.
Fucked up.
Yeah. But initiations into gangs isn't like a new thing, obviously. You know what I mean? That's just standard practice for most gangs to prove your loyalty in that. You know what I mean? But there's no loyalty amongst thieves, man. You know what I mean? It's always going to end in one way, jail or in the fucking funeral home, man. So kids, don't
like Cool Mega said. Like he said.
I was going to say, you know what? I was thinking the other day about one of my earliest memories, man. Like, my memory is very shit
memories.
In general, yeah? But I recollected this thing. It will never leave me.
What would you do if I sang you a tune?
Yeah. I was like, you know, when I was a kid and, you know, I wanted to get into this Mexican gang, yeah? So I had to go. I'm just kidding. No, okay. My earliest
I was listening memory. Then. Then I was listening. I was like, yo.
Now, my earliest memory, I was in Syria. Yeah, because I used to go all the time, see my family there every summer. My parents would take me. And it must have been like it was a big celebration. I don't remember what it was. It could have been a wedding, but I think it was Eid. Yeah, the religious kind of thing. And I just remember, like, obviously I was a little kid. I must have been like maybe 4 years old, maybe five. Yeah. And I was there with all the other kids, and it was all outdoors. Everything happens outdoors there. I think, you know.
You're going, yella, 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 yella.
Yeah, la, 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 all that shit. Yeah.
Yella.
And I just remember, you know, all the adults over there, but there was like a lamb, a baby sheep, and a ram. You know, it had the curly horns. Yeah. Big fucking ram and a lamb. And they were both tied to a post.
Ram and lamb.
And all the kids, obviously, we're like petting the little animals. It's like a little petting zoo in the middle of this party. Yeah.
And they're real?
Proper animals, just chilling, tied up to this
just
post.
In the party.
Yeah, and we were just like all the
bring
kids.
Bring the ram and bring the lamb. I thought you meant like statues either side of some shit.
Real animals, man. And obviously as a kid, you're like, oh shit, it's a big ass fucking farm animal, man. You know what I mean? But then like it came to a point, I guess when sundown was happening, you know what I mean? When the end of the fast and shit. And the adults just came over, shooed us away. So I took like a couple steps backwards. And the dude literally just like stood on top of the ram, grabbed his horns and just went like that, just like twisted its neck and just fucked it up. I was like, oh shit. And then they got a knife.
It's a family party. A family party.
Just everyone's, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then they slit his throat, yeah, all the way from ear to ear. And it just bled out because you put the halal preparation.
Halal killing. So yeah.
Hung it upside down and it's just blood everywhere, man. And I was just like, just transfixed. The kid just going, oh, shit. Yeah. And adults, like, you know, over there. This isn't animal cruelty, like obviously, as you can probably.
This is nothing. You should see. You should see your brother's birthday. We kill 15 sheep.
Yeah, obviously we're going to eat the fucking animal. You know, it's going to use, and it didn't suffer or anything like that. Probably lived a better life than most sheep in this country. Yeah. But yeah, it was just like mad to see. Obviously, as a kid, I'd never seen anything like that raw right in front of me. Yeah, and like they were doing it so nonchalant, like, you know, this is whatever, we do it every day kind of thing.
Next one.
Obviously, once, and then they did the same thing to the little lamb as well, which was even more traumatic.
What's that, Bambi? Isn't that Bambi?
Yeah, yeah, that's like a deer, but this was a little lamb, a little baby fucking lamb, man. Maybe, I don't know, maybe how much of a baby. It can't have been that young.
Watching anyway, a little lamb. get his or her little throat slit.
And then they slit its guts. Like, once they drained all the blood, they slit his stuff. And I'm just there, just like, I'm not paying attention to anything else now. I'm just watching these guys.
Now you're just watching these murders.
They slit its stomach open, all its intestines, everything. They're pulling it all out, you know what I mean? And all that's going into a stew as well, you know what I mean? All the offal.
100%.
And then they, like, strip it. Obviously, they take the wool and the fucking, and then they take all the meats and the eyeballs, every single bit of it on the spit. And then they're fucking cooking it. And and then it ends up on my plate. At the end, I get a plate full of fucking lamb and rice. And
Of course.
I just remember it being fucking delicious, man. Like, so...
Because you watched them get killed. It was more tasty.
I don't know if it was because I watched them. Obviously, it's fresh and it's right there. And obviously, the spices and the cooking. Obviously, the Middle Eastern cooking is incredible. You know what I'm saying?
Lots of spices. Too many for you, white man. Yeah. Lots and lots of spices.
Exactly. Huh?
And, when's your woman going to start flavoring your food?
But I think, though, like, now, thinking back about that, it didn't traumatize. Like, you know, I'm still eat meat and all that. You know what I mean? I'm not, like, put off. Like, it's a natural process. This has been going on for hundreds. You're
West Kebab every Friday night, like, mate.
Thousands of years since the man invented fire. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing this shit, yeah? So, and I think it's important because here... You know, we never see that side of things, you know what I'm saying? And I think it should be, if you're going to eat meat, you should at least witness that at least once in your life.
I was talking to my kids about that yesterday, saying, we're having dinner here.
Mm.
And I said, you do realize, I don't know how we got into it, but you do realize if the electricity went out, I was probably trying to, it's their birthday, isn't it? I was probably telling them, turn the light on, turn the light on. It's dark.
Happy birthday, yeah.
Happy birthday, you little fucker. Happy birthday. That would be so good. You see when you turn tap on, right? You see when you turn tap on, right? See that water? Happy Valentine's Day, you fucker. You lucky, lucky lass. Lucky lass, you went. Jesus Christ.
That's hilarious.
But I was telling them, imagine if the electricity went out. Because it went out here when we first moved in. When I got here, like, it went out 6 hours later or something.
Mm.
For about 8 or 9 hours. And I was telling the youths just yesterday, imagine if the electricity went out for like 4 or 5 days. Mm. Just 4 or 5 days. Yeah. And everything's gone. I said the water and the electricity. Because they were saying they'd be fine. And I'm saying, now you play, you don't know anything.
Yeah.
You don't know anything. Yeah. And they think they know everything. And I say, you guys don't know anything.
Mm.
This is what would happen. And I just broke it down. I break it down. Basically, this is what would happen. Everyone, by 4 or 5 days, everyone's dog eat dog. Like, everybody in this country would be dog eat dog within seconds.
Mm.
And I'm saying, if I see a guy walking down the street with food that's not, like, perishable and waters, and he's smaller, or I think I can take him, I'm going to take him out. I'm going to take all of his stuff.
Every man for himself.
I'm going to rob him. Yeah, every man. And I could get robbed on the way back before I get to the flat. It'd be an arms house situation, like 24 fucking 7 days a week, yeah? But listen, all the food in the supermarket, gone. Like, all the rice and pasta, gone.
Yeah.
All the fucking frozen shit, down. All the stuff in your house, your fridge and freezer, down. You can't keep any food. No one knows how to keep food. Yeah? You have to, you're going to go get squirrels and foxes. You're going to have to learn to hunt them. And they're going, you can't eat squirrels. As people would be laying, like, squirrel traps. Like, people, those that know, would be doing that. Bear of them trying to catch a fucking squirrel. It would be a fucking nightmare. You can't cook anything unless you've got gas. You know what I mean? You see them start clocking it.
Yeah.
We go to the supermarket. People would just be going in. The supermarket would have no lights, no alarm, no security. We'd be smashing our way in and fucking getting robbed on the way in and out. By fucking bigger people.
We got a little taster of it. We got a little tiny taster of it during the pandemic. Remember at the beginning, everyone's like hoarding toilet roll and fucking pasta and shit. You know what I mean? And that was on such a minor thing. You know what I mean? Well,
reflective. Because there would be no alarms. There would be no security. There'd be like there'd be like probably old Bill with like batons outside trying to stop people going in. But that wouldn't last long. You know
it's
what I mean?
Mad. Fucking it's mad you bring this up because I fucking just finished watching. I know I'm late to the party, but I just finished watching The Last of Us. Have you seen that TV show?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's basically about zombies and about like how this virus takes over the world and makes these people, you know, like you know, become zombie motherfuckers. But again, you know, everything collapses, no electricity, and you see, and then these people, it turns out they're not, the zombies are the least of their problems. It's other humans, man, trying to survive is the main fucking issue. That's all they're beefing mainly with, other humans, not even zombies 100%. Are just getting in the way of them beefing other humans and shit.
That's blatantly what would happen.
Well, yo, it's a, you know, we're like kind of survival animals, man, you know what I mean? Like, you'd think, like, you know, people could take a step back and kind of...
And the kids would go, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? And I go, because I would be keeping you alive.
Yeah.
And they're like, ah. So if I saw the guy with more water than us, more food than us, I'd probably jack him, take all of his shit and bring it back to the house as quickly as possible and store it to feed you two fucking cunts. Yeah.
Now, you know what I would do, Theme? I'd like put up a sign in front of the house saying safe haven, you know, and I'd like have it welcome everybody, you know what I mean? And then we'll share and then everyone will look after each other. Yeah, right, yeah. Man. Yeah. It's fucked up though, man. Yeah. But yo, man. Okay, you know what? This next song, we'll go into some critique in a minute, and but this song kind of actually fits.
What is the next song?
It's called The Chills, featuring Raka Ira Science from Dilated Peoples. It's an old tune. It's just a nice little bouncy hip-hop tune. Check it out.
Yes, yes.
Some backpacker hip-hop shit, you know what I mean?
What's it written? Who's it written by?
Raka Ira Science from Dilated Peoples.
Yo, I don't understand why they do what they do. It's the wise owl chillin', triple optic view. Joey produce baboos on ones and twos, and I grab the microphone and get loose. Crew say my name, respect the street fame, for rhyming beat game and for how I reach brains. Rocker speak flame and roll with free reign. Thus the king's English with the street slang. Sports you hot like the sun baked sand, and cool like the waves that the moon commands. Catch your fire, then we take you higher than the whale of smoking higher on top of the empire. State building, why you hate building? Words sway villains and persuade children. Apply a spectrum, politics of war sharing. Create to devastate, mix paint with ball bearings. I trade love in neighborhoods and barrios. The whack get booed as soon as they start a show. I rock a party pro, dilated body blow. Even visual without a video and audio.
Yeah.
Life works in cycles, circles are closing. After the fever, here come the chills. And how that feel, money?
The Chills, featuring Raka.
The Chills.
Yo, I got a big props to Ash again, man. He did the Spotify playlist for us, but guess what? He's put all the songs now on a YouTube playlist as well. The link is below.
Ash, man, bad man.
Ash is a rude boy for that, man, because ain't no one got time for that shit. I mean, we've been wanting to
quite
do
a lot
that.
Of tracks.
Yeah,
that, 60
some heavy tracks,
60 odd podcasts,
and lots that's not on Spotify. You know what I mean? So the YouTube
two
one
tracks a pod
is a lot more substantial. You know what I mean?
It's cunny that. It's cunny. What are we getting? What we gone into now? We're going into graffiti sketches, Lee.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Graph critique.
A bit of graph critique, man. What do you reckon, man?
Gun on then, lad.
Let me see.
Give us a little graph critique, man.
What happened?
I might just get us a beer.
Yeah. Get yourself a beer. Hold on. I got to flip this photo around, man. Okay. Fuck. All right. Hold on. Let me pick one. Shit.
The chills.
Here we go.
Jesus Christ with the rice and pea. Jesus Christ with the rice on me.
Right, here we go. I'm sending it now to you.
Into the graph critiques we be. Graph critique.
There you go.
There's
bing.
The ping of the iPhone.
Your phone should be on silent, though. You know what I mean? I should have a go.
Yeah, I know. It's always on silent. I had to turn it on loud for one thing today, and I forgot to turn it off.
You're lucky I'm not. We haven't had him on in a while. We should get him back on soon, man. So anyway, here's one that was sent in by Acme, A-C-M-E. It's like a, you know, white fill with a pink little thing going through it, black outline, and like a turquoisey.
What going on the other border. Side, though? Is he done the other side backwards or something?
Oh, shit, what is that? Yeah, I'm zooming in.
And that's an Acme. He's done the other side as
does
well.
Does look like
perhaps.
His style, yeah.
He's done
yeah.
the other side as well. Look, Eagle Eye Cherry, I've clocked that straight away.
I didn't notice that, yeah. And under the bridge as well. I think there's three of them. I think he's got done three. So it's on the side of a bridge, the one closest to us. Then there's another piece under the bridge. And then there's a piece on the other side of the bridge. But you can't see those two as well. All right, I didn't even fucking notice that. He's showing off
nice
now.
Nice in fort or that.
He's
nice
taking a piss.
But, is that a force reach?
No, there's where no other this? Tags around, man, except for one on the...
There's tags on the black thing.
Yeah, but I reckon that's him as well, man. I reckon this is in some proper bumpkin area. There's not any tag. There's not even one tag on it. I think that's all him, man. There's a tag on the post and one on the thing.
Yeah, I know. You might be right, old boy.
It looks good, though. But, I like his style. You got a nice, chunky kind of...
Well, I'll tell you what that is, bruv. I'll tell you what that is. That's a triple track side, bruv. That's a TT.
That's a
triple track side. Not going in lightly, is he, bruv?
You got a couple of them, I know, around the place.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want to boast about it, you know. Man, I mean, it's kind of not the style for me, man. But he's doing his thing.
You're not into it? I'm into it, man. I like it. The ease, so, you know, it's all right, it's funky.
I'm saying it's not my type of thing.
All right, fair enough.
I can see it's good in that. I can see it's all right, it's good in that.
Yeah.
But them kind of letters there, blood, you know what I'm saying, blood. But I'm coming from, you know, I'm coming from that Gloucester Road, triangle sidings, G kind of, you know, magical era of graph. So oh, yeah. It's difficult for me to create critique one's new style of graph with your little pink flary bits in there and the fat cat borders, mm-hmm. You know.
All right, here's another one. I'm sending you another one now. You got it?
What I mean, what does that say?
Yeah, describe what you're seeing, bro.
Dubbing a train. Fucking BR though. Don't know why we're even fucking talking about it for starters. It's a blatant BR. Bro.
It's even got a bit of yellow on it as well.
I'm going with Copa. Dub with a blue like background. And I think there's a purple border over that, no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there might be actually pink or purple, yeah.
And it's K-O-P-A.
He missed some of the negative space.
Got a little bit excited on the A. Thought, yeah. Fuck it. He's gonna leave it like this, bruv. You know?
Yeah.
Done. Bosh. Yeah, then what he did, he got up on top of the fucking train on first class, taking absolute liberties walking on first class heads. Exactly. And got a snapshot of it.
I think this where might even be connected to the one from a couple of weeks ago. I think this is an island again. I could be wrong. My memory is terrible, but
the boys are going in. What does it say? C9U?
Yeah, something like that. The crew? Yes. I don't know. It's not the best photo. Yeah. God knows.
Listen, nothing wrong with doing trains, basically.
So you're loving it.
K-O-P. Yeah. I'm just trying to think K-O. I'm not sure how nice that would ever be. K-O-P-A.
I mean.
You know what I
mean? The letters ain't too bad. Copper. Yes. K-O-P-A. K-O-P. Yeah.
P.
The P, I like the P. The rest
I'm
of the
not sure about an O after a K, though, bruv, in terms of being able to do anything with it.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? Even on catching a reach with it. I'm catching a couple of reaches right now, by the way.
All right, cool. Well, this is, it's quite messy, but obviously it's done on a train, so, you know, you forgive messiness to a certain degree, but, you know, it's like kind of a half throwy, half... dub. It's like he started the K, like I'm doing this a proper dub, and then the O, and then the P, and then finally when he got to the A, he's like, fuck it, it's just a fucking
the O was still semi-dub style.
Yeah.
And then the P was like, oh, I'm getting a bit, I'm gonna do the A in a minute. Fuck it, I'll do the A now, bruv.
Exactly. Motherfucker. You know what, as well, this not talking about this photo, but you know, the central line obviously has been getting absolutely hullered yeah, in the past year or so. Some people are calling it a
not
second
Hullard, bruv.
Hullard. Some people are calling it the second Renaissance, the train Renaissance.
I just hate it so much. The Central Line, I fucking
yeah. The Central Line itself is terrible. But no, what I was going to say, fucking. Obviously, I don't recognize a lot. Like, I've seen a few Bev runners, you know what I mean, this past year.
There's Pierre runners. I get the Central every day from East Acton.
Rarely I'll recognize them. Obviously, you get the DDS lot, you know, that you can spot a mile away. But a lot of them are obviously coming in from Europe and stuff, yeah? And some of them are cool, but there's a lot of just really whack, like trains. I don't know. It's like that. Like, there'll be one halfway decent one, and then there'll be one shit. Like, terrible.
Yeah, you never see
like,
one.
It's blatantly because they brought his mate along, and then his mate, he's like, yeah, yeah. And his mate is just absolutely horrific, man. Because there's been some dog shit, man.
It's a long time since you saw a train and you think, fucking hell.
Mm.
That is banging. For me, anyway.
Yeah. There are one.
Bass Halloween one.
Yeah.
With all pumpkins and shit on it. I saw that live, but I'm with you, man, because I'm getting the Central. There's a lot of runners on it.
Yeah.
Sometimes like two out of three trains have got runners on them.
In it.
When they're going past.
And if they're not got runners on them, you can see they used to have runners on them. You know what I mean? Like every train is like, it's like, it's crazy, man. Like, I want to get in on the action, man. So, you know what I mean? Let's get on it, man.
I want to get in on the Central Line though. Because it just, even if you got, if I got a sick photo of it, that's the only reason I would try and do an underground train now, is to get a sick photo of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd have to be decent. And it could never be like, I keep on just thinking about 90s graph. Like, it would just never.
You can.
No, the whole train's different. Like, there's no, just everything's different.
It's true.
But getting the photo would be the only reason I'd be fucking doing it. When you go, you could do like a top to bottom on a Central Line. It's about as tall as you. That's
it.
In
it. Yeah,
and it doesn't really look right when you do a top to bottom on it, because those bits of the door at the top looks gash.
It doesn't look gash.
You can't do
a
window down. There's no window down on it, so you've just got to do like.
Mm-hmm.
Just for me, even if we pulled it off and it was a banging, it looked amazing. I'd be like, it's just on that Central Line. It's just because of the Central Line.
Well, it's too late, man. You can't get a time machine, man. You know what I mean? You just got to deal
with
it.
Yeah, but the district lines. District lines, Hampton City lines.
But even they've changed a lot since the 90s.
Yeah, but at least they're still like big.
Shape of them, yeah, for sure.
They've got the same colours, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. I reckon it'll look sick anyway, man. There's and don't get me wrong, people. I've seen some ill train, like you pointed out, the Bass train. And actually, that reminds me of the new Arabic word that we're going to learn today. What was last week's? Well, not last week, because we had Mark.
Khalas.
Yeah, khalas. No, it was imshi.
Imshi.
Imshi means walk, means go. Like, you know.
Imshi. Yeah, yeah, like.
The next, this one for this, you got to remember them though, theme, man. Come on, write them down.
Yeah, hang on, I'm putting them in the list. I've got a little Arabic list.
Okay, good. But today's word is easy to learn. It's bas. Bas.
Bas.
Yeah? Do you know what that means in Arabic?
It means bullshit.
Bas. No, it means stop.
Bas.
Bas. Yeah, bas means stop.
Bas.
So there you go. That's an easy
bas, one. Bas.
Bus.
Imshi.
Exactly like that. That's exactly it. Perfect, man.
Imshi.
All right.
We should have done the fucking... I wish we did G when people were doing G. Like, just in the middle. I think it was in the middle or directly after COVID. People going in there, just walking in. Walking in.
Nuts.
During the day.
Yeah, COVID, that was a whole
locking themselves
thing.
In,
mm-hmm.
Wearing fucking GoPros, getting the whole thing down, looking sick. Oh, that was the opportunity there, bro.
That's crazy.
To get a proper good photo.
That's true, man. That's true. Wait, what was I going to talk about, man? I had another rant I was going to do. Oh, yeah. I had a little rant. Theme, man. This might piss a couple people.
Definite leave to remain.
This might even piss a couple people off, man. It's
talk to the people, then.
Sneaker culture, yeah. Look at the peace sign. fucking sneaker culture, man. It winds me up, man. It's just a fucking corporate, fucking capitalist, fucking
bullshit.
Wet
wear
dream.
Wear the fucking sneakers, man. Wear the sneakers.
Don't get me wrong. It started off, you know, in hip hop culture, people customizing, you know, drawing things on their trainers, changing the laces, you know, cutting the tongue, and you know, people used to actively change and customize their shoes, you know, this is what started it, yeah. And then the corporations took that, packaged it up nicely, and then now you fucking dickheads are spending hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds on it. It's all going to these big fucking corporations, not going back into the culture. It's not, you know, none of that shit, man. You're just big, you're just shopping. You're just clothes shopping. All right, don't call it, oh, a sneaker culture. Like, yeah, like, you know, I bought these Nikes and these Reeboks, and you're fucking shopping, bruv. You're clothes shopping. Yeah. End of story.
I'm going to push that back. I'll push that back. All right,
go on.
There's definitely a sneaker culture. Definitely a sneaker culture.
Like, okay, there's certain kicks that people wore at certain times on album covers, for example, whatever. And, oh, you want to get those sneakers because, you know, KRS-One wore them on the front cover of this, whatever it might be. I get that. And, yeah, cool. I find it aesthetically pleasing, some trainers more than others. But I'm talking about this whole culture thing. It's just them going to these big shops and buying trainers at fucking shops. If a culture depends
having their
on
little
corporations,
fairs, the sneaker fairs.
If a culture depends on corporations, yeah, and you giving your money to them, I'm sorry. I just think it's stupid, man. But yo, sorry, you were going to push back, man. What do you think? I know you got some kicks.
Culture. There's like an underground. There's a sneaker culture. Imagine, you know, it's on Netflix. Yeah, there's a geezer. Fuck, it's a famous basketball company that was started by a group of friends, and they just started off doing t-shirts and shit. Mm. And they got to the stage where they were releasing shoes, and they were taking back the street culture, like on the basketball courts, on the streets.
Okay.
Everyone started wearing their shit. They started selling their shit around there.
Nothing wrong with that.
And they took back the whole culture. And they got to the stage where Nike were having meetings and saying to each other, like, yo, we've got to shut these people down. Mm-hmm. We've got to shut them down. Because they're like, they are it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
They're everything we're trying to, like, personify. We are it.
They buy them out or they shut them down. That's what they do. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, like, that's just corporations, man.
But that whole they took that whole culture back. There's still culture of like those kind of. I wouldn't just call it sneaker culture. I would call it all those kind of garms as well.
There's the throwback, kind of like looking for vintage clothes and stuff like that. That's cool as well. Like, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's still
but in a hip hop kind of manner. You know what I mean? Not just vintage clothes from Chanel's dress in 1952.
Yeah, well, there's Ralph. Like, there's the fucking... Like, that. The low lives and the Ralph thing, even that's weird to me, but it started off with them stealing it. You know what I mean? They didn't buy Ralph Lauren and give Ralph Lauren... Now they are, yeah. But, like, still, there's the secondary market. A lot of those low lives, they buy and sell off of each other, and it's mainly vintage stuff. So that's all cool in my eyes, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. Even though they're basically a big advert now for Ralph Lauren.
There's the whole Jordan thing, though. The Jordan thing, like, that's mad. Jordan trainers are built fucking badly. Like, they're fucking bad. If you do keep them box fresh, I've kept Jordans box fresh and had to throw them out, like, after six, seven years.
Just deteriorates.
Not even wearing them, airing them and stuff like that. It actually deteriorates. The sole actually goes yellow and breaks off. It just breaks off.
Jesus, yeah.
I put a pair of Jordan 3s on to play basketball indoors on, like, a basketball court, like, shiny wood floor.
Mm-hmm.
I took, like, 3 steps backwards and the bottom of the heel just came off like that.
Yeah. Well, that's another point. It's all made in fucking sweatshops, man. They're made, that's another
Indonesia,
fucking,
stuff like
that's
that.
Another thing as well. Another part of it. This culture, sneaker there's culture, some, depends though, on slavery, man.
Like the ones Michael Jordan wore in the slam dunk contest, like stuff like that. So you can't get that trainer. You can't get the shoe he wore, but you can get try and get the same one.
Yeah, I get that. Cool.
You know what I mean, like the Jordan 3 in this certain type of color. So there's some where I can see it. I can see
but
it.
But that's not culture. That's, you know what I mean? Like,
that's big time. That's like a Jordan 3. Jordan's the biggest sneaker culture there is. Jordan 1s, Jordan 5s, Jordan 6s, Jordan 4s, Jordan 3s. Like all of those. Jordan 13s. Like it goes up to...
I know.
He made billions from Nike Air Jordan.
Yeah. He was already a multi-millionaire anyway before that, you know what I'm saying? And whatever. I mean, okay, let's make Michael Jordan even more richer. I mean, I don't give a fuck about that shit, man.
No, but there is. I'm saying there's a culture. When Kobe Bryant's shoe comes out, Kobe Bryant with Adidas or something like that, because post his death, they're dropping like a shoe of honor. I suppose it is, isn't it?
It's just to make money.
That's a shoe, you know what I'm saying?
They're just trying to make money, man.
They're going to overcharge for it, obviously.
That's it.
And
you see those
now,
fucking...
I just wear Air Max 90s. That's it.
Yeah.
Air Max 90s.
And I follow, obviously, a lot of hip-hop related stuff on social media. So every now and again, I get all these sneaker things that come through, you know. And obviously, I like some sneakers and I'm like, oh, those look cool. You know, I do have a certain taste in trainers, you know what I mean, to suit my style. But I'm not going to call it a fucking culture, huh?
On the shoe, there's a shoe fair.
That's what I was going to talk about.
Chinese dude and one Chinese dude. He's like, yo,
yeah,
50 bags. Yeah. And he's like, nah.
50 grand they start at. It's nuts.
I'll give you 45 grand. Pulls out cash at the end. Here's 10 grand. Here's 20 grand. Here's 30 grand.
Exactly.
Mate, we need to go there.
We need to go there.
Just rob everyone coming in.
Exactly. They got bags like just cash on them, isn't it, man?
They're ridiculous.
And I got mates, you know what I mean, who have rooms in their houses. Just a whole room just for their sneakers. Unworn, boxed up sneakers that haven't seen the light of day for years. They just bought them. Yeah. They buy two pairs. One to wear maybe once or twice and one never to wear and keep in box fresh in the fucking room. They spend hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Shops even ban people buying more than two.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've done, because I work in the
events. And on certain drops, you can't buy more than one.
I work in the events. Yeah, I have done fucking years. And we did events for Adidas when they're releasing a trainer. We turn up to the event like 2 days before because we're setting up and getting ready for the event that's happening in 2 days. And there's already people camping outside. I'm turning up every day and there's people that are trying to get a glimpse of what's going on inside and shit. It's like Black Friday, you know, people clambering, trying to get the fucking new TV. I find it all.
What about the Apple Vision Pro? Did you see this? Apple Vision Pro.
I've been seeing that. Yeah, of course you can't
avoid
it.
Did you see the video of all the shit it can do? You have to walk around. You have to have this thing on your face.
Yeah.
Does everything.
I mean, fucking
everything.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook comes out onto his fucking Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And bearing in mind, he's the CEO of the firm. You know what I mean? Of Meta, whatever it's called. Yeah. They've made their own one.
Mm-hmm.
They've had it out earlier. I didn't even know about it. It's cheaper. It's much cheaper. It's like much lighter. He goes on his Instagram, just bodies them with facts. Like, yeah, so I think mine was much better. That's what he's saying. I think mine was much better. It's much lighter. It's 70% cheaper or something like that.
Wow.
Ridiculous. Da-da-da, 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 and he admits it doesn't have one thing. But these things are ridiculous. Can you imagine what your kids are going to be wearing? This is version number one.
Isn't it?
So by the time it gets 4 years, when it's on version number three, it's going to be much better. It's going to be exactly like the iPhone. It's going to be exactly like the iPhone.
Yeah.
If I gave you an iPhone 1 now, it'd be the wackest thing you've ever seen in your life.
The thing is, they've also tried to make it, because obviously it's a very antisocial thing to put something over your head and then just ignore everything in the real world.
And you see that bit in the advert when they say, oh, it's not antisocial because you can see through it.
So they have that's the main, like, from what I've seen of it, that's kind of the main, because there's been the Oculus Rift, there's been VR shit going on for decades, you know, a long time now that's just been around. But this is like, obviously the step up is that, oh, you know, you're supposed to wear it like a pair of glasses kind of thing, even though it's not. They're way too fucking chunky. You've seen them videos of people walking around like that and shit in the street.
Yeah,
it fucking looks stupid. Yeah. But, you know, I guess that's their main pushing point of the difference of this one. Like, but still, yeah, because obviously as well, a big part of it, I think, is gaming. Yeah, because you know, obviously gaming is such a huge, massive thing with the kids and adults, and, you know, it's just humongous, bigger than the movie industry and the music industry times 12, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not surprised if it gets, but the way even computer games, this is another rant. Like, remember you used to get two controllers or four controllers going into the same machine and you'd have your mates and you'd be playing and battling each other.
I was playing on the SNES.
Yeah, like the ultimate.
Just yesterday.
And now I'm trying to find a game for the PlayStation 5, yeah, where I can sit with my brother, like a racing game, split screen racing game, or you know what I mean? I'm trying to find a two-player game that I can sit next to someone and play on the same machine. And it's fucking almost impossible now. It's all fucking done online. There's loads of multiplayer games.
Everything.
But you got to be at your house. I got to be in my house, and we got to have like a fucking thing. And I played as well. I played Battlefield and a couple of shooting games. And it's fun and it's great, but they're completely getting rid of the option of having like a game where you sat next to someone, unless it's a football game or the fighting games. What's it called? Fucking UFC games and shit. Not that I play that stuff, but you know, I see it's popular. But now with the goggles now as well, so not only you're not even in the same, you like, you know what I mean? You're completely locking yourself off, man. I don't know.
Locking yourself in. You'll be able to go to, like, comedians will be able to release tickets online for people to buy and do a show with a backdrop, like, whether it's AI or not, but a backdrop of the Hammersmith the Pod, like the exact Hammersmith the Pod.
No, they've been doing
you
that.
You put the headset on, but you know, yeah, but not that. You'll go to the gig. So when you put the headset on, you'll be inside.
You have a 360 view, or you can look around the person.
But I can go with you. I can go with you, like you, me and Frez.
Yeah.
I turn to the left, Frez is there.
Yeah.
He's or there.
His avatar,
and I can chat to him at that exact time. But so you can go, imagine like boxing, like that. What boxing is going to be like? No one's going to go to boxing. You can buy a box and be first ringside.
Yeah, but theme.
You can be on the first row.
You can't do that thing where you lean in. You know when you push someone's like their, what's that bit of the ear? You know that little thing that sticks out. You know you used to push that those, into like, someone's points. Ear. You push it into their ear, and then you could talk without the outside noise. You know about that move? When you were at a rave, you must remember that, man, back in the day. You know, because especially the drum and bass raves, yeah? It would, like, be obviously way too loud to fucking talk if you're in the middle of the dance floor. But if you go reach over to your mate's ear and push that little thing into their ear, yeah? And then talk into their ear, it just hears your voice, man. It blocks out the outside. I can't believe you don't remember this.
I didn't know that little tip.
This was vital in a rave. Like, you know,
that sounds like vital information.
Yeah, man.
I'm a loud motherfucker, Maddie. I never needed to use that.
It's true.
Regardless of the sound system.
In these fake VR kind of clubs or whatever, because it's been going on since the pandemic as well, obviously it hyped up because, you know, you couldn't go to gigs, so people were doing like...
Yeah, but that was just online gigs. I'm talking about being there.
I'm talking... There's even shows now, they do a live rock gig, and at the front of the stage, they'll have a 360 camera right at the front amongst the people on the front row. They'll have a 360 camera just stick there like that. And you pay money, buy a ticket, you put the Oculus Rift or whatever fucking VR headset you got, and you can turn to the right, see people there, see people. They can't hear or see you, but you got a 360 view of the show. You know what I mean? That's been happening for a while now as well, man. But anyway, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's inevitable and, you know, and whatever. For me, I just care about VR porn. You know what I mean? That's the leaps and bounds.
That's what we're looking for.
That's the future of technology we need to. But then again,
15 big booty Latinas on a mirrored ceiling.
I had a VR porn session the other day and it was a squirter, but I didn't get the real effect. I couldn't get the smell. I couldn't get the fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't have the
really made me choke on my face.
I didn't have the wrinkly fingers, you know what I'm saying? When they introduce that, then I'll be into it, motherfuckers. Yo,
then I'll be in, man.
That's Arms House. I'll bring Arms House to your mum's house.
To your mum's house.
Yeah, man.
Episode what?
66, son.
66.
Yeah, boy. Again, leave a like, leave a comment below, subscribe and all that good stuff. If you're listening on Spotify.
Start subscribing, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, we need
subscribing.
We got like 700 or something subscribers on the YouTube. We need to reach 1,000, and then you have options on the YouTube that you don't have when you have under 1,000 subscribers. So guys, get us up to 1,000, motherfuckers. Killer Keller's over 1,000. Why are we not over 1,000, motherfuckers, man? Cheers. Now peace, party people. I'm out, man. I'm gonna have some dinner and what not.
All right,
feed my cat.
Piece of
to your mom's house.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?